Bahraini anti-regime protesters have been marching ahead of next week's Formula One Grand Prix. Bahraini activists say the event would give credit to a regime which has shown no tolerance for dissent. Many sponsors have also limited their involvement in this year's motor racing event that has become politically sensitive. Anti-war activists gather in the U.S. Capitol to protest against Washington's increasing drone operations. They've planned a month of action to raise awareness about the assassination drones. Over 5,000 people have fallen victim to U.S. drone strikes in the past few years, mostly in Pakistan, Yemen, and Afghanistan. Venezuelans will go to the polling stations on Sunday to pick a new president. Acting President Nicolas Maduro has a double-digit lead over his rival Enrique Capriles in opinion polls. The late President Hugo Chavez defeated Capriles in the October 2012 vote. The U.S. military says jailers have clashed with inmates at the Guantanamo Bay prison. The detainees were reportedly transferred to solitary confinement following the clashes. Lawyers say most of the remaining 166 prisoners at Guantanamo are on hunger strike to protest their indefinite detention. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Tokyo. He's expected to discuss growing tensions on the Korean Peninsula during a meeting with his Japanese counterpart, Fumio Kishida. Japan is the last stop on Kerry's four-day tour of Asia. He earlier visited China and South Korea. In Portugal, thousands of anti-austerity protesters march on Parliament, calling on the government to step down. Demonstrators also chanted slogans against the so-called Troika of international lenders. Portugal's unemployment has hit well above 17%. Emigration from the country is also at its highest in the past 15 years. In London, police confront marchers celebrating Margaret Thatcher's death. The former British Prime Minister died Monday after suffering a stroke. The protest is expected to continue until Thatcher's funeral on Wednesday. Her opponents accuse her of pushing millions out of work with radical free market reforms. And a bus tumbles 200 meters down a ravine in the Peruvian highlands, killing at least 33 passengers. Rescue workers have arrived at the crash site near the town of Otsuko, in search of survivors and victims' bodies. Over 40 passengers were reportedly on board when the bus crashed.